fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret. Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one. America's best.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're having some technical issues, but we're back. The prepper tip of the day is to pray without ceasing. I say again, pray without ceasing. We have with us my friend Marie Leister. Marie is a scientist. She's the author of three books, beginning with Nature Has a Cure, available at Amazon.com. Great books, by the way, I highly recommend. And she's the elected coroner of Texas County. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, as always. Well, all these issues continue to move forward. I got to talk to Dr. Brian Artis over the weekend at the Red Pill University up in Des Moines. And, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with his work. And also, I had dinner with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I'm sure you're familiar with her work as well, aren't you?
Oh, yes, both of them, very much. So I follow both of them. And
well,
they're contributing a lot to what's happening right now, for sure.
We may be doing some interviews with those two, with you and I interviewing Dr. Tenpenny, you and I interviewing Dr. Artis. And well, I'm working on setting up. It's going to take some scheduling, but that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It would be an honor for me to be able to even speak with either Dr. Tenpenny or Dr. Artis.
Absolutely. Well, we'll work on that project. Well, since we talked last week, what's been getting your attention, my dear?
Well, the destruction of Maui, basically, and I have a lot to say about that. There's just so many red flags. It was clearly an orchestrated event, no ifs, ands, or buts. And if I could, I'd like to go ahead and discuss the research I've done on that.
Go ahead.
And a lot of people probably know most of this, but of course, Hawaii has the most sophisticated outdoor warning system in the world, because Maui, where obviously Hawaii, where it's at, is prone to a lot of things like volcanoes exploding and tsunamis and hurricanes or typhoons, whatever they call them out that direction. But the sirens were never turned on purpose, so there were no warnings. The residents all were talking about, a lot of them were defending their property with water hoses until the water was deliberately shut off. The power was shut off, but that was understandable. But the water situation was independent of the power, and they weren't able, to defend their property. Medical supplies have been blocked. Donations are piling up on the other islands, and they're not letting them be delivered to Maui. Most interesting, I've seen a lot of videos on police blockading the escape routes. People would try to leave, and the police would have a blockade and not let them exit via the escape routes. So a lot of people burned to death in their cars, and there's lots of footage of that. The most heinous thing that they did was they sent the children home early from school, and the parents weren't notified, so the children went home. The parents were at work, so they're not sure how many hundreds of children died alone in their homes. And this is almost beyond comprehension, but interesting note, I go every year to Las Vegas for my International Coroners and Medical Examiners Conference. I just got back from this year's. And, of course, in 2017, they had the Las Vegas shooting, which there's a lot of questions around that. But the current Maui police chief during the Las Vegas shooting was the incident commander. Funny how he pops up at all these mass disasters. For at least 30 years, I don't believe in coincidences. When people say, well, that's a coincidence. No, coincidences to me are always planned in there. So he became Maui police chief in December of 2021. And we all know that was kind of the height of the total deception of the American people with the whole fake plandemic. So he went from being police chief in Las Vegas to being the police chief of Maui. The two investigators that were working with him during the Las Vegas shootings, one of them went on to be the governor of Nevada, and the other one went on to be the chief of police. So they all got pretty good promotions. And I have concerns about the Las Vegas shooting. I do know John Freudenberg personally, who is the coroner of Clark County, Nevada, and there was a lot of talk about took a really, really, really long time to issue death certificates, and I think there was probably a reason for that. All I know is that Clark County Coroner's Department had a huge influx of money, and to the extent that coroners that attend the conference, we've gotten free gear, free T-shirts, and for the last 3 years, they've had scholarships to the conference out there. That's a lot of money expended. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting. I'm not trying to malign the Clark County Coroner's Office. I don't know what kind of position they were in. But I do know after that mass shooting, they did have a huge influx of funds. And I hope John's not listening to this. He'd probably be pretty mad at me. But, you know, my policy is I can't lie. I have to tell the truth. So take it or leave it. Also in Hawaii, the developers are already swooping in. And the Hawaiian government recently passed this law. Quote, land cannot be redistricted for development purposes unless some sort of natural disaster occurs. And I'm sure if you put that before the residents of Maui or Lahaina, that they would say, well, that sounds like a good law. That land that is impacted is considered sacred and not for sale. But with this natural disaster and the new law, it does open the doors for development. And of course, the residents themselves can't rebuild. They're either not going to be allowed to, or they just can't afford it. And this is the same thing we saw with those Northern California fires. And I do know one person that was impacted by those fires, and he's just not permitted to rebuild his home. They won't let him. They say, well, it's too dangerous an area. It could rekindle. But, you know, obviously, as a constitutional American, it's my land. I can do what I want to on it. I'll take the risk. There's always risks, but it's the same scenario where they're burning people out. And then everybody knows Biden has generous. Well, he didn't say a word about Maui for 5 days. And then he said that the government would give $700 to each family. At the same time, migrants are the cities are getting $10,000 per migrant to house migrants. So that is such an insult. And a lot of people pointed out in Biden's speech, he used the word that we are laser focused on helping. And there are some photos that residents took of a laser that was seen and photographed offshore. And it's already being attacked. The disinformation people are finding, like old pictures of lasers and saying, well, this was a laser. It's an old photo. But there are new photos, and there's a way. Obviously, anybody with any skill can look at the metadata on a photo and see where it was taken. So there's that going on. And another thing that is happening in Lahaina is the insurance companies are collaborating with the developers. They're not honoring any of the claims that have been filed, citing zoning infractions.
Really?
And
what infractions?
Zoning
infraction.
They insured these homes, but now they're saying they won't pay because of zoning infractions.
Wait a minute. These are things that are dealt with before an incident, not after. if there's only infractions, it's the responsibility of the insurance company to deal with that as soon as they find out. They're saying they just now found out?
Well, the world we live in an orchestrated event, and of course, there's always a Simpsons episode about all this, and there was a Simpsons episode, and I'm not sure when it aired. I did watch part of it about the fires and the land. So anyway, I don't know how the Simpsons always a cartoon always knows what's going to happen, but they seem to be on target. And then one of the main agendas here is they want to make Maui the first smart island. There's already antennas everywhere out there for the infrastructure. And with these mass fatality events, I always look up what kind of operations they have surrounding it, what FEMA drills are, you know, preceded it. And what I did find, next month in September, Maui is hosting a digital government summit using artificial intelligence to govern.
Really?
So, yes, how fortuitous is that? I think there's a really good book written by Rosa Corey called Behind the Green Mask, and she worked for basically the eminent domain people in California declaring properties, whatever, just stealing people's property for development purposes. And she's actually a Democrat, but she finally figured out what was happening and went against the grain and wrote what is now a banned book, Behind the Green Mask. If you want to buy it, it's, you can get it, but it's, you know, hundreds, if not $1,000 for the book. And I believe Rolla's going to be a smart city. They're putting in all those roundabouts all over in Rolla, and you just see the signs of it becoming a smart city. They haven't advertised it, though.
In Rolla, Missouri, which is our neighbor. You hear me okay, Marie?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay, well, we've had these technical difficulties. It's been a challenge, to say the least. Well, I've got good news regarding Rolla, Missouri. The equipment that puts poison into the drinking water called sodium fluoride has corroded and wrecked much of that infrastructure. And the word I'm getting is that the city doesn't want to pay the replacement cost to replace the sodium fluoride injection equipment. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, I do need to correct you. What they're putting in the drinking water is not sodium fluoride. It's actually hydrofluorosilic acid. And at one of the city council meetings I went to when I was getting it out of the water here in Texas County, I made the water guy produce the container, and it's got the skull and crossbones on it and the poison. So it's, they try to say, well, it's sodium fluoride, it's a natural chemical, which is true, but it's not, that's not what they're putting in the water. It's hydrofluorosilic acid. It's stuff they scrape from the smelters of aluminum plants.
Right.
And it does. And I want to just say about the destruction to the water infrastructure. Houston, Missouri City Councilwoman Vicki Naronchik, who is now the mayor, and I'm glad because she's very smart, when they were discussing removing fluoride, she called around to different cities in Missouri that had already removed fluoride to ask their experience, how did it go? And they all said that they had saved a fortune on not having to replace the infrastructure, because that hydrofluorosilic acid, it even dissolves concrete. And you mentioned before, of course, we don't have lead pipes anymore, but we do have lots of brass fittings, and brass contains lead, and of course, the fluoride is...
Well, copper pipes join with solder. Copper pipes join with solder that has lead in. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there that will help you understand the world we live in, appreciate the world we live in, including the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check it out. Arthritis pain got you down, check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, she's the author of several books. The first one is a good starting point, titled Nature Has a Cure, available at amazon.com, both paperback version and Kindle version. The Kindle version, if you have Kindle Unlimited, is no charge, by the way. Great book, I encourage people to read it. Okay, Marie, did you want to segue to something else or continue the discussion where we left off?
Well, just continuing to monitor the situation. I'm not, of course, this could happen to anybody, anywhere you live. If they decide they want that land, you can be burned out. It's happened over and over and over, and I'm not sure what the answer is for the people. I'm really not, but I'm looking into it. I'm sure this isn't the last town or area that they want to develop that's not for sale, that's going to be burned out. People need to be aware. I'm 100% against artificial intelligence, anything. I think it's going to destroy us. I refuse to a lot of people will put, you know, use filters, do AI stuff. I've been to an AI conference. You can virtually replicate anything with AI and make it look real. And I don't know. As for me, I try to be as real as I can. I have a super old flip phone that I use that everybody laughs at, but I'm becoming a Luddite, I think. I just want to keep it as simple as possible, but I know a lot of young people embrace the AI, and but you know, even things that are written, you don't know if artificial intelligence wrote the whole thing. So I just think we need to be aware of that and just try to keep it as real as possible.
Well, I have neighbors, and you probably know some folks in the Ozarks also. They don't own a cell phone. They've heard of the internet, don't know what a computer is. You know people like that, don't you?
Yeah. Yes. I know one that won't use a cell phone. You have to communicate basically a letter with a stamp. So,
Roger.
And that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. We got a caller on hold here, Marie. We got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to announce that Behind the Green Mask is in a PDF form on your phone. You can, I just checked it.
Oh, that's good. Everybody should read it. And like I said, it's interesting because it's written. What did you think of the book?
I just found it when you said it.
Oh, okay. Well,
important enough to download and read.
Well, I'd love it if you'd read it and report back what you think about it.
Yeah, I hope everybody will. We can have a big discussion about it. But
yeah.
It's on my Apple as an iDoc.pub. But I just asked for the book, and that's what they came up with, PDF.
Excellent.
Just to let you know, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and that's got to do with Agenda 21, is that correct?
Yes, it is, and it's someone that actually worked in the eminent domain in California and the tactics they used to, like, seize, you know, personal property for government uses.
Yep.
And she outlines it well.
Well, the riots we had in Ferguson, Missouri a few years back, they had waiting in the wings a shiny new development plan for the buildings that were burned down during that event. Probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And yeah, Ferguson, that was a whole government operation as well.
Right. Well, I did live reporting from there during both riots, and you know, we revealed a lot of very important information. We got a caller here. It looks like Lady Jane in Missouri. Good morning, Lady Jane.
Good morning. Marie, I agree with you where cell phones are concerned. I, too, use a flip phone. Personally, I dislike them. My question is, what do you think is the likelihood that these wildfires, and they are wild, but I believe they're man-made, what do you think is the likelihood that they would torch the Mark Twain National Forest? I'm watching these wildfires and drought situations continually move eastward from the west. And I do have a property in the middle of one of these Mark Twain National Forests. And because I am suspicious about the wildfires, the two propane tanks that I bought, I had them put in ground because if there was a wildfire here, I don't want to have two bombs on my property. So what do you think would be the likelihood that these federal government-owned national Mark Twain forest would be lit or torched?
Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. You can educate yourself, entertain yourself, make yourself happy, make yourself angry, really. Proxit will help you achieve your goals, such as the harvest right, freeze dried equipment, the energy cleaner, and of course, equipment that will protect your electronics from being harmed. It's all right there at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Marie Lassiter. And did you hear Lady J's question there, Marie?
Yes, I did. And well, the Mark Twain forest is pretty vast, and they'd have to have a reason and want for that land. But what I do know is Fort Leonard Wood has, you know, gradually been adding more land that's, you know, their property, and people are blocked. And close to my county is a big Piney River. And if you go on a float trip on the big Piney and don't get off at your stop, you will end up in the middle of Fort Leonard Wood, because a big
really?
Piney River goes through there. Yes. And so I'm sure they don't particularly like having that access. So that would be the only reason I would think of, that they would want to be able to claim basically non-sellable land, would be to expand the property of the fort. But I'm just kind of alert for any plans to do that. I don't know. they'd have to have a reason to want it. And typically with these sort of, we'll call them wildfires that are super hot with multiple ignition points, which is not like a real fire, it's populated with land that has value and people that aren't going to sell, and it's the only way to get them out of there. They really doubled down on the Maui fires because, you know, if the whole family's dead, it's good. Obviously, it's going to be easier for them to get that land. So it makes me really angry, and I feel so bad for those people, and the count, you know, the children count, I think, is going to be enormous.
That's the whole thing's tragic. It's a historical note. When I was a boy in kindergarten, you could buy as much of the Ozarks as you wanted, listen carefully, for $10 an acre. How about that? Let's move on to our next caller. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Yeah, it's hard. I heard someone say on one of the shows yesterday that they knew somebody who was a one of the people working the fire scene aftermath, and he said he personally had moved or helped move 80 bodies. So this count that they've got so far, are they just, do you suppose they're just not saying what it is yet because they haven't identified the bodies and they're not counting them until they identify the body?
Well, I think there's going to be an undercount, and we do have access to inside information. We all do. Whatever report is put up, CNN or whoever, it's going to be a falsified, you know, report that they kind of have their talking points. But the real stuff's in the comments. Always read the comments. And then the people that were there and people that know the real story, they'll say it in the comments. Of course, a lot of times they'll turn comments off on these stories because they don't want you to know the real thing. But people are fighting back and telling their truth, and we need to stand up and, you know, not be polite and quiet. But yeah, I think the official count is horribly understated. I agree with you.
Murray, last week you were talking about your horses, and are you familiar with the origin of the Hoxie herbal cancer treatment formula?
No, I'm not.
Harry Hoxie, his great-grandfather was a horse breeder in Illinois, and he turned one of his favorite stallions out in a pasture because he had a cancerous lesion on his leg, and he couldn't bear to put it down, so he figured it was just going to die. But he kept a watch on it, and it was getting better, and so he started watching to see what it was eating, and he gathered some plants that he noticed he was eating that were probably not where normal to his diet, but and he started experimenting with them, and he was sharing, you know, curing cancer and sharing it with other horse breeders at least. And it just kind of became and this was in 1840. And he started, kind of went, the formulas went down through the family. He had a tincture, a powder, and a salve. And fast forward to his Harry Hoxie's father, was a veterinary surgeon, and he was using the formula, and he started helping people with it too. And Harry started helping his father when he was 8 years old. Well, back in he had worked as a coal miner, and he worked in the oil business, and he I think he got rich in the oil business, but he started opening a cancer clinic, and I think it was back in the, it was about at the time of the FDA, a little after the FDA came in, which I think was 1938. But he, the AMA and the FDA and the NIC, National Cancer Institute, all came after him. I don't even know.
Of course.
And they tag-teamed him. And but in the 50s, I think it was 1953, the there's a court decision that acknowledged that his formula worked as good as anything the others were offering. But they finally, you know, drove him to where... they opened up his clinics in Tijuana. But it's a good story just because, you know, he did it. It was formulated by watching a horse. But I got this out of a book, Options, the Alternative Cancer Therapy Book by Richard Walters. But it's a
thank
good
you.
Story.
That's really interesting. And I actually have a friend that, a neighbor that has a horse with a cancer that's been trying different treatments. So I'm definitely going to look that up and share that with her.
Yeah, I have watched a horse self-medicate by going around and eating prickly lettuce because it had leishmaniasis.
Mm.
But of all the things he was eating, because it was a pretty weedy pasture at the time, he was picking out the prickly lettuce. And I think he was doing that for pain. At least that's what I've heard about prickly lettuce. I've recently stumbled on a real big area that's got purslane. And this is a good time of year to collect purslane. So if you ought to talk about purslane. I have actually seen purslane growing up through the cracks of sidewalks.
Yeah, I've talked about that in my book, how purslane loves to grow in impossible places. And I also have Martha Washington's recipe for pickled purslane in I think in my first book. So, yeah, I love purslane. It's delicious. A delicious snack. Nice and crispy.
Well, and it's supposed to be a source of omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah. And it cures a disease called it's an oral disease where the inside of your mouth gets kind of decimated, and there's been no cure for it, but it is a demonstrated oral lichen planus. That's the name of the disease, oral lichen planus. And purslane will cure that disease. And I know someone that used purslane, and she'd had that disease for years, and it totally eradicated it. So it's a good plant.
Yeah. And it's, anyway. All right. That's all I had. Thanks.
Okay, sure. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is my friend Ted in Hawaii. What you got for us, Ted?
Hey, John. Good morning. Sun is not up here yet, but, of course, like to give a little report. I finally did a video for YouTube. It's a 48 minutes, and it's on, it's called Barefoot Believers Hawaii. It's the name of the site, Barefoot Believers Hawaii. People want to see it, but they have now moved many, many of the thousand people from the War Memorial Stadium there in Maui. They have got vouchers for them for hotel rooms, and a lot of them have been moved to hotels. And so my man on the ground I've been talking to, he was combing the island yesterday looking for our friend David, who is missing. David is in a wheelchair. He's handicapped. And he's a camper. He lives out in the bush, out of doors. Nobody can find him. So I may be going this weekend to personally try to find him. But there's a lot of difficulty there with FEMA. And FEMA's not, I mean, they're taking over actual hubs, they call them, where people are pooling their resources. The one good news, the head of the emergency management or mismanagement over there, he resigned, supposedly due to health. So that's a good thing, but there are several others that need to resign. I mean, do you have any questions specifically maybe I could address?
Well, we'll be interested in your report once you go to Maui and come back to report to us. Marie, do you have any questions for Ted while we got him on the air?
What is the general sentiment of the people of Lahaina of the cause of the fire, or are they just in shock?
Well, I think they are mostly in shock. I mean, this is the full-on reproducing 9/11. I mean, I was in New York City the eve of 9/11. I left. I came back 2 weeks later. It was just like the pictures looked like on Maui. It was covered with ash. People were in shock, wandering the streets, looking for their lost loved ones. There, and you mentioned the children. There's a lot of missing children. I think it's going to be in the thousands, the death toll. But they have erected or erecting this fence around, you know, they call that ground zero, actually, down there, supposedly to keep down the dust, supposedly to keep people from viewing what's happening. But why are they hiding what's happening? I don't know. They are doing something, manipulating the evidence, and I don't think the people are buying their story. No, they were turned back, many. The roads were blocked. The police were turning them back, making them go back to the fire. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. But, no, it's not a wildfire. It's certainly not a natural wildfire. There were fires on three different islands all that day started. Three different islands and multiple fires, even on Oahu. So it was no accident, and timed with that hurricane, it just went through there like a blowtorch. And, you know, people in the water, just to address that, you know, in Greece they had a similar thing on the islands there in Rhodes. But people jumped in the water to escape the fire, but they died from oxygen starvation, because a fire like that sucks all the oxygen out of the air, and they die. And I think many died in the water in Maui as well. But FEMA's blocking access. If you don't have their blessing, you cannot give food, water, all the essentials. And then Daddy Joe Biden is arriving with Dr. Jill on Monday. And I'd just like to speak to that. I will bet dollars to donuts the Obamas are going to show up there. They couldn't miss this for the world, because Big Mike, I think, is going to run for president. And I believe they're going to be there. And the people love them for some reason. I mean, the people in Hawaii in general, they hate the Haole tourists. Haoles are foreigners, white people, but it literally means ghost without a soul is what Haole really means. They don't like Haoles. Maui does not like. Maui's very unfriendly, actually, to the tourists. And but anyway, I believe Big Mike's going to make her debut. I don't think they'll miss it for the world, but Joe Biden's going to stumble around, and I believe he's going to declare this a climate emergency. It's going to be his launching pad, and the little green man, Dr. Josh Green, he's a climate, you know, activist big time. So we're in for it, folks. The propaganda's just started, and we need the truth. I'm going to do my best to help.
Okay, Ted. Well, thank you for your report. We look forward to updates as you get them, sir.
Yes, sir. Aloha. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay, Marie. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a comment about Harry Hoxie, about his observation. There was someone, other famous person that also performed cures, I think, of plague and other diseases that were reported to. It was Nostradamus. He said, I think he reported that he did experiments, and he watched what sick animals ate, you know, of different plants, and he used these plants to treat people for infectious disease. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
That's what I have heard. And he was famous for all these prophecies, these so-called supposed prophecies, but he was also known, he was a doctor who was he said he got some fame as a healer. But one thing he did was he watched animals, what sick animals ate, and he used, and he wrote it down, and you know, say, and he would use these to cure people of illness.
That's interesting. I'll have to look into that. I just knew him as a, as a prognostician, I guess.
Okay, I also have a question about these fires. I've seen on a program called, you know what, Democracy Now.
Hold on, we'll wrap up your comments after the break, John. We'll be right back and wrap this up. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. John, let's wrap up your questions so we can wrap up the show here.
You're on a show, it's called Democracy Now. there was an, a, I guess, a dissident legislator in Hawaii that was commenting about it. He says he was, he brought out criticisms against the Biden administration, against Congress for not declaring a climate emergency. It seems that he is in there, and that show, that channel, it's taking the position that this is, that this was the reason, that this fire was the result of global warming and climate change. But if it wasn't, it seemed to suggest to me there seemed to be that there might be. Do you think that they might be going to, they're going to use this to declare a national emergency or something, or what, ma'am? Or, the, or what is the possibility that they will?
Well, I don't know about declaring a national emergency. I do know one thing, they're going to redistribute that. Sorry, I'm going to turn off my phone here. They're going to redistribute that land to developers. They will use it in their climate change propaganda. They'll definitely use it to move their agenda forward on that as a, you know, a case in point. I'm sure that's going to happen. And yeah, and any climate change that has happened is because the government or the powers that be have made it happen. It goes way back. It doesn't obviously, climate change has nothing to do with our hairspray, with our hairspray, as they'd like us to believe. And you know, the early 1900s, they were creating rain, and someone got sued because he created so much rain in San Diego that it flooded. So climate change, climate manipulation has been going on forever. But we'll have to wait and see what they do with this, and we just need to follow it and call them out. We're, you know, ever since the, I think since the Bud Light experience, we've realized our power as individuals, citizens, voicing our opinion. And, you know, my whole thought on January 6th is, like, a million more people needed to show up. There's no way they could arrest a million people, and we have the right to address our grievances at our capital. It's our capital. So that's just my feeling on that. We need to be more vocal, and we need to take action. We can't just sit here and be mowed over.
That's right. John, thank you for your call. Marie, thank you for being with us, as always, and we'll look forward to having you back next Friday.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.